Sarah Gayton is the Shared Space Coordinator for the National Federation of the Blind of the UK, also known as NFB UK. She joined me in the studio to discuss shared spaces, as well as telling me that she could also use your support. So Sarah, let's start with a basic question for people that may not know. What is a shared space?
Yeah, shared space is simply where they take the curb away or significantly lower that curb. So blind people using a white cane or using a guide dog, the curb disappears, so you can't actually use that space. It becomes very scary and a lot of people just stop going into those areas. They also take away control crossings and either put a courtesy crossing in place that has none of the features like the bleep, the push button or the cone underneath to let you know when it's your turn to cross that street. Sometimes they put zebra crossings in as well, but again, as we know, these are still not good enough for a blind person to truly know when it's their turn to cross a busy road.
For people that are listening, including me, that might not know, courtesy crossing.
Exactly. What is a courtesy crossing? It has nothing to tell you when to cross. It will have a small row of tactile, and that's about it. So there's nothing to tell the vehicle. It has no legal obligation to stop, and you have to make the choice if you want to cross that road or not.
And why is it that you've, because you are sighted yourself, aren't you? Why is it that you've kind of got involved in all this?
I met Lord Chris Holmes in 2011 on the build-up to the Paralympics, and his talk and his speech about how he became blind and what he went on to do with his career, it really made an impact on me. So when in 2012, during the year of the Paralympics, they started to put shared space in my hometown of Leek, I thought, hold on, Chris wouldn't be able to walk down here, and this wasn't the legacy I envisaged for Britain. So when it did come into our town, I suddenly realised, and met with the National Federation of the Blind of the UK, and we started to realise these schemes were going in and everywhere across the country. And I just could not turn a blind eye to that. I couldn't sit back. I knew that this would be a problem, and I had to do something about it.
And the reason we're talking is because something recently has been announced.
Oh, definitely. Well, what has happened is that the Disabled People's Transport Access Committee, DIPTAC, has actually come out with a position statement on shared space. Now, this committee is funded by the Department of Transport itself, and it is clearly stated that shared space must be halted and all schemes must have a very detailed review. And the guidance underneath it, it's called Shared Space 111, Local Transport Note Shared Space 111, is not fit for purpose. So this is absolutely a massive, powerful statement back to the Department of Transport to say, you've got to stop what you're doing. Also, the Minister for Disabled People, the Right Honourable Sarah Newton, also wrote two amazingly strong letters to the Department of Transport and to the Ministry of Housing, Communities and Local Government, basically telling them that shared space was against the Equality Act. That is a minister absolutely telling other ministers and Secretary of State that shared space has to stop. It has to implement the Women Inequalities Report. It has to go back and review and modify these schemes that have been put in across the country. So these two hugely significant pieces, well, two letters and a position statement, it could fundamentally change how local authorities now approach urban design in our town centres.
And what about people that may say, oh, well, I quite like a shared space, you know, some people I'm sure will see a benefit to it.
To be honest, Lord Chris Holmes' report, I think it was over 60% of people just didn't like shared space. They didn't like it, and 30% of people around that figure wouldn't go into these schemes. So there's actually quite a significant proportion of the population, not just blind people, don't like it. Also, what the DIPTAC committee said, what their position stated, was that it was just not just blind people, it's people with learning difficulties, people with neurodiverse conditions, other disabilities that simply cannot use these schemes and don't feel safe in them. So if we actually look at it as a whole, why would you want to put these schemes in? Why wouldn't you want to create a beautiful looking environment that could be accessed by all? And that's simply, you know, put a curb in. A curb is our safety feature. It stops us walking out into the street, stops children in the tracks running in front of cars. Why wouldn't you want to stop the traffic when you want to cross the road? Why do you want to battle with all these traffic? They're in confusion, they're in chaos. They don't know if you want to cross or not cross. Why put that confusion into the road? And people have been killed, vulnerable people have been killed in these schemes. Accidents are still happening. So I am positive we can make our town centres much more attractive, improve the pavement, you know, improve the surface of them and make it safer for everybody.
But if we look at countries, say, like Holland and Amsterdam, for example, cities like Amsterdam who have a very big shared spacing, it seems to be working over there. Why do you think that is and not really here in the UK?
I don't think it is working in Holland as what they profess. I've seen articles online where, again, provision for blind people have not been implemented. When they've gone back to implement those schemes, there's the tiniest little bit of tactile, and then I would challenge them. How would people actually use that confidently? So I've seen people just recently tweet that, you know, shared space is a disaster for disabled people in Holland. So again, I went recently to a conference on walking and cycling, and again, there were cycling advocates there, and there were people from Holland, somebody from the lady from one of the ministries of Holland of infrastructure. And I asked her the question, you know, we've got this hidden problem in Britain for blind people. She said, it wasn't her area, but she said, we don't have that hidden problem here. We don't have that problem. I thought, well, have you actually gone out and asked people? And I don't think they have.
And again, when we spoke on the phone earlier on, you told me about the call for evidence that you're currently going through.
Definitely. There's been a significant amount of evidence that's already been submitted to the Women and Equalities Report and to the Draft Accessibility Action Plan. But I know there'll be people out there that probably didn't even hear about those inquiries going on. So what I would really like is that if anybody else has got any stories where they can't access their town centres or have to go in with sighted assistance, are absolutely scared out of their wits to use their high streets because curbs have been lowered or taken away or control crossings have disappeared, I would love to know about it, please, because the more and more evidence that we have, we can put that back to government, continually put it back to government and say this is not just one or two people speaking out, because we cannot and will not lose this fight. Because if we do, what you're facing is a future with a much less accessible urban environment. And these designers and architects, they're just going on anyway. They do want to learn, but we have to have more and more evidence. So please do send it in.
Where can they send it to find you?
If they can contact the National Federation of the Blind of the UK, that will give out the email here. But you can contact on my mobile. It's 07903 155858. Now, I will phone you back because I know most people don't like phoning mobiles. But if you get direct to me, I can ring you and we can take evidence down or email it to the Federation or leave a phone message on the Federation's landline.
Well, thank you very much for talking to us here at RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much.
So if you want to give any evidence on how a shared space has affected you, either call Sarah on 07903 155 858. That's 07903 155 858. Or contact NFB UK on 01924 291 313. That's 01924 291 313 or their email admin@nfbuk.org.